Oi. Yeah, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. This week, they're dealing up a heap of information on relationships. Let's listen in on the conversation.
Hello.
We've made it to episode 3.
This is actually episode 9. We've had to cut out so many episodes.
No, it's not. Don't lie. That's only you and your director camera.
Okay, your song. Your turn.
No, your turn.
I would not be just a nothing. My head are full of stuff and do-do-do-do-do-do. See, you know what happens when I do that?
What?
When people leave the podcast, they'll be like...
You talking about yourself in that song?
Yeah, maybe.
A little bit.
I would not be just nothing. My head off all the stuff if I only had a brain.
It's one of our favourite movies.
It is one of my favourite movies. It is actually my favourite movie of all times because it has so much symbolic meaning to
it.
It's
cool,
mind-bendingly good. I love it.
So we promised everyone we'd talk about relationships today. So okay. I was out at the shop yesterday. I was out
shopping. We relate on ship.
Relate on ship. That's what relationships are all about. And what's the ship?
I don't know. I don't want to say planet Earth or people be calling me a Scientologist or something.
That's what you say.
I cop enough shit as it is.
Say planet Earth.
Okay, on planet Earth.
On planet Earth. Okay. Anyway, so
I'm an incarnation of L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay, maybe that's pulling it too far. Anyway, I was out shopping yesterday.
Yeah. Right. Again.
Again, as I do. Anyway, I was out at the shops and as I was purchasing, I was making my purchase, the lady said, "Do I know you from somewhere?" And I went,
"Yes, you do."
"I don't know, do you?" And she goes, and then when I gave her my email address, because as I was purchasing and, you know, they put you in the system, she goes, "Oh, that's where I know you from. I've seen you on videos on the website." And she goes, "Do you work with some guy?" And I went, "Yeah, Mitch." She goes, "Yeah, I know who you guys are." Anyway, so you're famous, saying.
I get that all the time. Sign my boobs.
Oh, no, you don't get that. Calm down. Anyway, so she said that she'd signed up to the Facebook page to listen to some stuff. But one of the things, and how she prefaced her discussion was she said, because I suck at relationships.
Oh, right.
And so she said, I came to you guys because I suck at relationships and I just wanted to know, a little bit of info about it. And I thought so many people have this thing, and not just with their partners, you know, sexual relationships, but also with family relationships. Yeah. But the whole thing is all the same. So I thought this would be a good thing for us to talk about and just get some – clear the air about some of the stuff in relation to relationships.
Okay.
So I think where we have to start, though, in terms of relationships is values, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think we should start there. Okay. What do you think?
So – I mean, I love talking about relationships because I just think they're so funny. You know, relationships are crazy things. And I think it's important to understand that when we're sucking at a relationship over here, we're also mastering a relationship over here.
So
we're always doing
the other.
Both. Yeah. But because we're sensory human beings, we only see things lopsidedly.
And obviously the partner sexual relationship was high on her value system.
Yeah. You may be sucking on relationships out here, but you're mastering them in here. Yeah. So we're always doing the opposite.
Yeah.
So value systems is where to start. So I think values are those – when we meet someone and we fall – in love with someone, we fall in love, and when we meet someone and fall in love, it's important to understand that you bring something to the table and they bring something to the table, and both of those things match.
Yep.
Right. So when you meet your partner, and you're in the pub and you're having a chat and you're like, oh, you know, you meet them for the first time and like you have that spark, that zing across the room, that bing, and you start chatting and you're like, oh, you know, oh my God.
Is that how you act?
Well, that's how I act.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
Oh, I take the feminine role. And what happens is that you start to find that you have this internal checklist and you go, oh, he likes Facebook. I like Facebook. He watches MasterChef. I watch MasterChef. You know, she likes, for building a house tomorrow. What's one of those housey thingy shows? What are they called? You know, Come on.
I don't watch that stuff. Sorry.
Anyway, the block. There we go, the block. It's good that the camera people get involved. There's 27 of you here. But so when you know, so and you start, there seems to be an alignment. The value system starts to occur, and that's what
when you see that they start, they like the same things. They're into some of the same things that you are. Yeah.
But it's important to understand that 25% of your values are the same as 25% of your partners.
Yeah.
75% of your values are different to 75% of your partners.
And I think so many people don't realise that, that it's only actually 25% of your values that's aligned. Yeah. There's a whole 75% that are different. Up. Yeah.
So when you meet someone and you fall in love with them, you think you're falling in love with them, but you're not. You're actually falling in love with their value systems.
Yeah.
And you're falling in love with their ability to hone your value systems and live your life in accordance with your values.
Yeah, you're falling in love with their ability to honour your values.
Yes. And when you match and you conversate in terms of your values.
Mm.
And everybody has different values and everybody builds their world in accordance with your value systems. Like if I'm walking through the mall with my wife, you know, Ange will be like, oh my God, look at that for the kids. And oh my God, look at this, you know, let's go into David Jones. Oh my God, look at this dress. And oh my God, look. Where I walk through the shopping mall and I'll be like, oh my God, that business needs to alter its window. That sales rep is just leaning up against the counter on their phone. So I will see things that are in accordance with my value systems that wouldn't even register with Ange. Does that make sense? And she will see things and then we'll have matching stuff. Like we'll say, oh my God, that looks like a really cool restaurant. Let's go in there and eat because we both love food. So there are matching values and then her, the things that are not important to me, she sees and the things that like, if, you know, the things that are not important to her, so when we meet someone we fall in love with each other's value systems and that's what we have to maintain when we meet the person. So it's very, very wise to work out what are your shared values right from the beginning. And they're the things that make you feel whole and enough, and they're the things you got to do to keep the relationship together, and they're the things that you do together that make you feel together. Does that make sense? Because if Ange drags me into a clothes shop, I behave like an 8-year-old. You know, I revert back to cellular memory because it worked for me back there, and I'd sit there like this, you know, and I'd be like, hurry up, you know, get out of here. I don't want to sit here. Hurry up. And then, you know, I watch the shopkeeper walking past, handing more and more dresses into her. And, you know, and but I learned something really important from that in my life with my wife. And what I learned there was there came a point where I started to appreciate Ange's values, which weren't my values, but they were Ange's values. Because I would watch Ange coming out of the dressing room, right, after getting into a new outfit. And she would be like a little girl. Like, she'd be like a little girl. She'd be spinning around, ask me what I think. She'd be looking at herself. And then I realized, wow, that's really important to you. So what I started to learn then was, to master a relationship, we got to encourage our partners in terms of their values. We got to encourage them to do the things that they love.
Yeah.
Because if I say to Ange, I don't want to go, if we're going out today, I don't want to go shopping. But if that's Ange's value, she feels that I don't understand her subconsciously, not consciously, subconsciously, that I don't understand her. And then I realized if that's what's important to Ange, who am I to take that off her? Mm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's who I fell in love with. You know, I fell in love with a woman that dresses well, that goes to the gym, that hangs out with her parents, that hangs out with her buddies, you know.
Yeah, and when we ask our partners to, abandon their values, we're subconsciously sabotaging the relationship because we're asking them to abandon the thing we fell in love with in the first place.
Hello. 100%.
So what happens is that we start with that whole aligning of values, right? Mm. And in that whole aligning of values, all we see is the alignment of values. We don't see the 75% that doesn't align. So we call that the honeymoon period, the in love period, where all we see is, oh my God, he's my soulmate or she's my soulmate.
We're so connected.
Because everything she likes, I like. Everything he likes, I like. All the same things. Anyway, then what happens?
Yeah. Is one day she does something or says something that just shits you. Because it's not your value.
It's not your value.
They do something that, and you think, oh my God, I never knew this about you. Who is this person? And then you tell them you want them to stop it. You know, you're like, look, whenever we go out from now on, I don't want you to go shopping, mate. You're not pulling me into David Jones again. That's just not going to happen. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So when we remove their value system, value systems are a vacuum. Everything that sits in the physical world is subject to what are called governance or laws. One of those laws is the law of conservation of energy. And conservation works like this. Can I take from the universe without it simultaneously being replaced? So when you ask a person to give up a value, it has to be replaced by yours. So it creates a vacuum.
Now, I have to add to that there and say that nobody takes away your values.
Oh, yeah.
You only abandon your values. Yeah. So just because you tell me that you don't like that thing about me, that doesn't mean that you take it away.
That's right.
I give it away. That's the only way it works.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to take responsibility, because I meet so many men and women who come to me and go, oh, my wife just took all my values, or my husband just took all my values. No. Nobody takes your values. Now, when you leave your partner, you split it from your partner, you know, but when you're with them, you give up all your values. Like, you stop going to gym, you
stop hanging out with the girls,
stop shopping, stop going out for coffees, you stop seeing your parents, you abandon all your friends. You've all gone through this, where your girlfriend hasn't been with someone for a year, and then they meet someone, and then you don't see them for 8 months, and then they turn up when the breakup occurs. He's an asshole. It took me 8 months to realize he's an asshole. He took my life. No, but what happens is that when you leave your partner, you take back all your values, you know, and you start doing the things that you used to do that you loved. And the truth about it is, when you met your partner, you were that independent, strong, hung out with your buddies, met your parents on the weekend, you ate at fine restaurants.
You had your own life.
You had your own life, and you traveled the world, you know, you did your hair, and when you fall in love with someone, you give all those things away. But that's not the person that met you. You know, so when they lose all these value systems, and no wonder, you know, when you lose yourself, it's like, who are you? Who is this person?
Well, let's explain it this way, right?
Yeah.
If I hassle you and push you to give up all your values, you end up having to take values on that aren't yours, right?
Yeah.
And the likelihood is that you're going to take on my values to feel like, in order to be in this relationship, well, I'm going to like the same thing she likes, and I've got to do the same thing she does, and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is that you lose who you are.
Yeah.
And if you're losing who you are, you can't lose who you are without taking something on. So what happens is, rather than having 25% of our values align, it starts to be 30% of our values align, 40%, 50%, until you're the same person.
Yeah.
And then when that happens, one of you is obsolete. Yeah. We don't need the other person. You wouldn't ever want to go out with yourself.
Yeah.
The whole reason that you have a relationship is to love the parts that you haven't owned inside of yourself in the other person.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think people think that the relationship is the whole thing. No. Yeah. Person number one is here. Yeah. Person number two is here.
Yeah.
And in the middle, aligned in there, is the relationship.
Yeah.
That doesn't take away person number one or person number two.
Yeah.
And if that happens, that's when the relationship falls apart every single time.
I think that's gold. I mean, that's just, we could probably end this podcast right now on that one, Mills. That's
a bit of Millsy gold, never hurts.
There you go. But I think that it's important to understand that falling in love with another person's value does not mean you have to exercise it. Like, I don't go into a women's clothes shop
much.
A lot.
Except for the orange t-shirt.
This is a skin colour t-shirt.
Sorry.
It's aggressive salmon.
Okay.
So I don't go into a woman's clothes shop and dress up in women's clothes. But I love the fact that Ange does that. Does that make sense? So you're falling in love with an unloved part. Doesn't mean you have to exercise it or it becomes part of your life.
Yeah.
But if you give up your values, like we're saying, if you give up your values and you become like the other person, you know, that wasn't the deal.
Mm.
Does that make sense? It wasn't
100%.
The deal. And over the years, I've really had to, with my own relationship, I've had to really work out what's important to Ange and encourage her in terms of her values and make sure that she's living her life and she doesn't. But so my job is to make sure she doesn't abandon her values.
Mm.
Now, Ange is a shopping expert. Like, she's just this very, 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 and she just has me nailed. Like, she'll just come home with these bags. She'll be like, hi, honey, I'm home. And I'll be looking, sweat coming out. I'm home. And I'm like, how you going? I've been shopping all day. You're not going to believe how much money I saved you. And I'd be like, what? And then she'd be like, see these boots? $1,400, reduced to $7. I bought 3 pair. See these tops? $800, reduced to $4. I bought 6 of them. So you're sitting there watching her. You know, my objective is to look beyond that, as much as I'm inflating it, but to look beyond that and realize that that is really important to Ange. That's who she is. And that's the woman that I met. Yeah. And that's the person I fell in love with. So I should nurture the flower that I fell in love with. Does that make sense? And you nurture them by your partners by making sure that they do the things that they love.
Yeah.
But most people get into relationships and they go, listen, I don't want you hanging out with girlfriends anymore. I don't think they're, you know, congruent with our vision together. And I think you should stop hanging out with them. I don't like this person. I don't like that person.
And the only reason you do that is because you don't know what your values are. And you don't know how the other person living their values helps you to live yours.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you would never want to take that away from the other person, yeah, because that's, again, like we've said before, that's what we fall in love with.
Yeah, that's what makes it. And the reason we do that is because we become insecure.
But the only reason we're insecure, so let's go back to values, right? Yeah. Values are the parts of ourselves that we love.
Yeah.
Values are the things that we hold in high esteem, that make us who we are.
And, we perceive people are going to admire us for displaying, right?
So, for example, some of your values, you love driving fast cars. Yeah. You love driving fast cars, right? I love hanging out with kids. I love spending time with friends. Yeah. Love going out to dinner, you know, fine socializing, fine food. So they're all the things we love, right? Yeah. I've lost my train of thought. Totally.
Were you like...
No, I wasn't. Yeah, that's so... Oh, that's what I was saying. Okay, so
you weren't.
No, I wasn't. Okay. Now, don't make me lose it again. So
have
here's the thing.
Again?
No, here's the
Are
thing.
Are you sure? I think you just lost it.
I didn't. Okay, I'm waiting on for you to be quiet.
Go.
So here's the thing. It's all about knowing who we are to begin with.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because what happens is that when we know who we are to begin with, a common thing that people come to us with is saying, I want to attract my ideal man. And so they've said that they've written this list of all the things that he must have. And then the thing is that if they ended up getting this guy, right, or this girl, but let's say it's a guy. If they end up getting this guy who's tall and handsome and he's wealthy and he's well hung and whatever else they want from this guy. The truth about it is that they would feel so insecure and they would feel like somebody else is going to take him away any minute now because they've fallen in love with an image of something they want.
Yeah.
What we ask them to do is to write down a list of what you bring to the table. What do you love?
Yeah.
What inspires you? What makes your heart beat? And here's what happens when we do that. They end up falling in love with themselves.
Yep.
And when you fall in love with yourself, you don't need anyone on the outside to complete you.
And you're less likely to negotiate.
You're less likely to negotiate your values.
Yeah, on top of that, people want to get love without getting the love.
That's
that
right.
They want to get the love without getting the love.
So they
want to get the love in another human being
without
having got the love inside of themselves.
Yeah.
And men and women smell that.
Yeah.
They sniff it out. You know when you're in front of somebody that has no self-worth.
Totally.
You know. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how beautiful they are, how well they do their nails. You know, it doesn't matter how, you know, pretty this person is. If they're not pretty on the inside, and they don't feel enough on the inside, you're not attracted towards it.
Totally. And I was just talking to with some of the guys that are in the room actually now about this yesterday, about how, you know, when somebody loves who they are, that shines through regardless of how they look on the outside.
Oh, totally.
Totally. And so what happens is that when you love and when you own who you are, you come into the relationship as a whole human being.
Yeah.
And then the other person is there to help you to learn, to love yourself more, to help you to grow more.
Right.
But you're not reliant on them to give you these things that you perceive you're missing, right?
Right.
So when people are asking us about falling in love and about, you know, getting into a relationship, that's what we would recommend them that they do, right?
Well,
is to fall in love
with
yourself, right? Because the whole relationship thing is an exercise in falling in love with yourself.
Totally.
Totally.
You never, this is important for people to understand. No one holds the responsibility of you feeling enough other than you.
Yeah.
And when the reason relationships break up is because people, what you esteem too lightly, you give away too quickly.
Totally.
When you have no esteem for yourself, you'll just give it away. So you might be independent and you might be, you know, travel with your buddies and hang out with the girls and go shopping. But because you have no appreciation of
those
things, because you haven't registered in yourself what those things give you.
Yep.
You just give them away.
Totally.
And so I watch people who are really strong. I think, my God, I thought you understood who you were and what you brought there and why this person's in love with you. And now all the reasons why they fell for you, you've just thrown them in the way.
Yep.
And no wonder the relationship's broken them.
So coming back to this girl who said that she sucked at relationships, right?
Yeah.
So what that really means, in my view, is that you suck at being able to own who you are, yeah, and to be able to get that you have these values and that nobody else is going to make you live that. Yeah. You have to find that, yeah, inside of yourself.
And it's no one else's responsibility.
And it's no one else's responsibility.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's absolutely no one else's responsibility. When you stop, you know, here's what happens. That, what do? They break up. How often do we say this? They break up. What's the first thing a person does when they break up?
Yeah.
They go back to the gym.
Take their values back.
they go and get their hair done.
Yeah.
They go and buy some new clothes.
Start shopping again.
They start ringing their friends. They go and see their mom, I broke up. They just take back all their values. You know, they've decided not to contact each other for 6 weeks. The phones are off. They've got off Facebook and they walk into the Queen's or into one of the big pubs. When they walk in there, there's their girlfriend.
The ex.
And the first thing that, you know, I remember one of the guys here saying to me one day, one of the guys working with us saying to me years ago when I broke up with one of my girlfriends, who I loved, this girl, I'd fallen so madly in love with this girl. He said to me, if you walked into a pub and you saw her there with someone else, what would you feel? And if you would feel something, then there's unfinished business.
Definitely.
And I thought, whoa, that's really, really cool. Now, the point about it is,
3 months later, you walk into the pub, you see
there.
Them.
And the first, you go off and you go, oh my God, you look amazing. She goes, yeah. I've just a new outfit. And I've just been away on holidays with the girls. And, you know, I've just had my hair done. And
basically, I've taken everything back that I gave up when I was in the relationship. Yeah. And that's why you look at me again as if I'm a new person.
Yeah. So what's the most important thing? If you're listening to this and you're struggling in your relationships, what is the most important thing you should do the minute this podcast is over? Pull over on the side of the road, get out of your desk, walk into the toilet, sit down with a piece of paper and a pen and work out who you are, what you bring to the table.
100%.
And write down your values. And then as you make it an exercise that week, just for 7 days, that every time you exercise a value, that you write down how it makes you feel in your heart. And then right underneath it, how do you feel? This is a fact. When you live that, how does that affect your partner? Now, if it affects your partner in ways that it makes them feel mad or pissed off, stop and sit down and articulate to your partner how important it is for you to live that value.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak from your heart, it is physiologically impossible for another human being not to.
And the truth about it is when you're so clear with that, there's no need for words.
It never gets questioned.
It never gets questioned.
When you're clear, the only reason a person's value, this is awesome, this and we've noticed this just true trend.
Yeah.
But the only reason a person's value.
Did you say trend?
Yeah, just because there's a common trend. Yeah. There's a trend over years of time.
I don't know whether you're saying trend or tread or thread, no, or
we
what
can say
you're saying.
Thread.
Fine.
Tread, which
that.
Is how the Irish say tread. I'd say trend.
Great. Go with
trend.
That.
So there's a common thing, the tenth of them. But the point about it is that I've lost my train of thought now.
I got your back.
Okay, but what I was saying was,
is common that trend.
Yeah, there's a common trend. Okay, so people take back their. No, I've completely lost it. That was really good.
I know, it was a good point too, because I've lost it too. I'm so sorry. Actually, I'm really not.
We're gonna have to you make another podcast for this. Just let me think for a second.
Yeah,
I think it's to do with the person taking back their values, and falling in love with themselves again, and. When they take their values back, they fall back in love. Oh, yeah. So we're talking about communicating their values. The only reason the value is tested is because the person hasn't learned to articulate it to themselves.
Yes.
So your partner, this is awesome. Your partner is specifically designed in order to get you to love your unloved parts.
It's so cool.
Now, when you understand that, you realize that your partner is actually an angel in disguise. And then you have a deeper appreciation of their behavior to get you to actually love the whole of yourself and remember who you are. Because falling in love is a process of remembering who we are.
I love that. I love that.
That's mine. I said that, so
okay.
Don't use it.
No problem.
But falling in love is a process of remembering who you are and falling back in love with yourself. You never fall in love with your partner, guys. You fall in love with you. And you appreciate them and you have gratitude for them because they help you love and understand who you are at a deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper level.
I get it. And I just want to say before we finish off, though, that everything that we've talked about in terms of partners, sexual relationships is valid and true for family relationships.
Yeah.
career, like yep. colleagues,
your
friends,
children,
everyone.
Your children, the little shits, are designed to mirror back to you your unfinished business. Mm. They're designed to show up for you, and they will literally mirror back to you. Everything that irks you in your child is an opportunity for you to love yourself.
And there's a 25% crossover with everybody,
with every
human being that you come across.
Yeah, including your kids. You got to 25%, 25% make the relationship between you and your daughter or you and your son.
Yeah, totally.
It's crazy. I've loved this. This was a good one, wasn't it?
It's a good one.
Yeah. Yep. Give me a big, don't forget the squid.
All right. See ya. I don't know what we're talking about next week.
You've got to say, ciao, Bella. Do you want to say what we're talking about? You should probably do it.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Let's just.
Mirroring. Are we going to talk about mirroring? Yeah. We're talking about positive.
Yeah,
positive negative, negative thing. Okay, let's talk about that.
Okay, positive negative feedback system.
Okay. We'll see.
Ciao, ciao.